How do you handle the week, given that there's no game and you've had even some time off? So what's been the plan? How long has it taken to sort of plan it out?
Yeah, well, it's something that we haven't been accustomed to, is it, really, having a bye during the season. So it's something we're going to have to get accustomed to. But look, we've got some older bodies here too, so we've been going since probably July. So it's good to recharge the batteries, get away from each other, and ready to give it a good hit before Christmas.
Did you sense that, you know, as it was coming up, it really is a good opportunity at this point of the year? Did you notice the blokes are happy for a break?
Oh, I think after Sunday, I think we wanted to play again, you know, after a good weekend. But, you know, it's also being mindful of the bigger picture, making sure you're playing well at the back end of the season. So hopefully that'll come and shine again this year.
Perhaps it's good to have a couple of free blokes involved in the qualifiers as well. Still,
yeah, not really. But, look, yeah, it's always good to represent your country with Damo and Angus and JK with New Zealand. So I'll be sitting there this afternoon watching JK, make sure he gets through the game okay, and same with the Aussie blokes tomorrow night.
Do you sit there nervous and worrying, or do you watch them with a bit of pleasure?
Oh, a bit of both, hopefully. Hopefully it's nice and calm and they can sit on the bench for a while. But, you know, it's part and parcel of representing your country, and we wish them all the best.
That performance against United out of this world good. How do you reflect on that and just how good it was?
Yeah, look, our defence was outstanding. We really switched on what we're doing defensively, and especially with no lead-in time to get it. So the guys really locked on to the video, and, you know, playing against one of the better teams and performing like that is encouraging. And now the challenge is to do that every time we step across the line. It's a good step to make, and hopefully we can keep going in that direction.
Yeah, there was a lot of people who were surprised at just how badly Melbourne performed. Was it the fact that you guys were just that good defensively, or did you sense that they were off or selfish?
Well, I think it's a bit of both. You know, we forced them out a little bit of stuff, and they missed some stuff as well. It's not a, you know, you're going to have a game or two that you did just play bad. Maybe Melbourne was that way. So, look, we'll take it any time we can get it.
Yeah, if you guys weren't the hunter before, you definitely are now, yourself in New Zealand. How does that feel, once again, having the chasing pack going after you?
Oh, we got to chase New Zealand. New Zealand are 9 games in a row, and we got them next game over in New Zealand. It's something we haven't done well in the past, so it's a really good challenge for us. And we'll warm up this week, and hopefully next week we'll be raring to go. Yeah,
they got you twice. Are they still the pace setters?
Oh, without question. They're 9-1, top of the ladder. So, you know, they've playing their roles really well, and they've got quality imports. And, you know, we missed our opportunities against them here last time. So hopefully we can redeem ourselves.
We smash and grab last time. You went the day before. When do you go this time?
Yeah, we're going to go Tuesday this time. It's just the Boomers play on Monday night, and we're going to meet our Aussie guys, Damo and Angus, at the Sydney airport, and JK will be back in New Zealand travelling with them. So it actually speeds up a day to get him involved with the team. So we thought we'll go Tuesday, we'll have a good 2 days practice in New Zealand with a full squad. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a 2 full days practice with our full squad at all.
Is it good to be able to trial a few different things? So you've gone one day out, now you go a few days out. Is it good to get to work out what will actually be the best thing if you play them during the playoffs?
Well, the playoffs really dictate when it's going to. 2 years ago, we were just on a plane and play. So this is really about the only time that we can get our full squad together for 2 days. You know, if we had stayed here, we'd be waiting for our Aussies to come back and be one day of practice and then go over to New Zealand. So it's really about as soon as we get the guys together as much as possible.
Is it a vastly better preparation for that game specifically, having a week off and being...
I'll tell you after the game.
It did seem like the last one was a pretty savage.
I think we played well. You know, we only lost by 4 points over there, so it's always hard with the 5 hours time difference. Hopefully when we go early, the time difference is neglected, that's not the word I'm after. Negated, that's the word I'm after. Yeah, hopefully the time difference is not that big of an issue next time.
Having a full couple of weeks to plan for them, is that a big advantage for you as a coach?
Well, there's only so many times you can do. Look, we're not far away. New Zealand are quality, we know that. They've got some great guys on their team, and you know, we just got to play right and hopefully we've got better since the last time we played them, and hopefully last weekend against Brisbane and Melbourne, it was a step in the right direction, and we'll find out next week.
The two clubs have such a rich history against each other. How much do you reflect on that, and how special is it every time you come up against them?
I don't really reflect on it. I just know they've got some great competitors, especially with Vekona and Damo, and you know, they've played in a lot of championships, and I think, what, 2016 we beat them in the championship. So, you know, there's a strong history there, and it's just, you know, you're going to play a good team and a competitive team. It gets your juices going. So hopefully that happens again next week.
I feel like there's been some wasted points or wasted opportunities in those games, specific balls bubbling out. Basic sort of layups have just drifted off. Do you feel that that's been the difference between winning and losing?
Yeah, well, it's funny. Your work rate, if you have a high work rate, the basketball gods seem to smile on you. And I thought we took too many shortcuts against New Zealand, and we paid the price. And, you know, letting Penny get open for good looks when we're going underneath screens is not playing smart basketball. So we adjusted a little bit last week, and we were a little bit more disciplined what we were doing. So hopefully that'll carry over in the heat of the battle against New Zealand.